Proverbs 3:26. This will be the last one for tonight. It says, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Now let's look at the first part there. For the Lord shall be thy confidence. Because he just got done saying, to be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. And then this one opens up with four, so we know it's connected. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. So confidence is the mental attitude of trusting in or relying on a person or thing, firm trust, reliance, faith. So confidence and faith, as you see, they're used to define each other. They are very similar. And if you think about it, when people say that they're confident or they're confident in themselves, what they're really saying is that they have faith in themselves, which is not a good place to have your faith aimed at. But I hear people say that all the time in business. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in yourself. And I don't have faith in myself. You know, I have faith in God and beg and hope that he'll help me along. But I don't have confidence in myself, that's for sure. The reason that we don't need to be afraid of the sudden desolation of the wicked is because our faith and reliance is in God for our safety. That stands to reason. The scripture says that we will only behold the destruction of the wicked because God is our refuge. Psalm 91:8-9. I like this word. I've emphasized behold here, and I think you should remember that whenever you read this verse in the future. Psalm 91:8-9. This is a psalm of protection as you read it. I always remember this, the Psalm 91 and the context of it, of protection during war. And the reason is, and it's a stupid reason, but when I was a kid, they had this special on PBS about predicting the end of the world, and they were doing it with the Psalms, and they were saying that the Psalms were corresponding to the years, starting with 1900 going up through, so 91 corresponded to 1991, and it's talking about the arrow flying by day and the terror by night, and that was the Persian Gulf War and all this stuff, and then I don't know what else, and then they theorized, which was just totally asinine. I was probably, even when I was six, I could figure that out, but then of course the world's going to end in 2050 because Psalm ends in 150. So I'm sure when it doesn't end in 2050, then they'll find some old, lost, forgotten psalms. You know, and there'll be another 100 of them or something so they can bail themselves out. A bunch of idiots. But anyway, because of that, I remember 91, the war psalm. I wasn't all lost. So anyway, Psalm 91:8-9, he says, "Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." He says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. So we'll see it, but only with our eyes. We're not going to experience it, right? We're only going to watch it happen to somebody else. You always want to put your confidence in the Lord and not into men or in governments. Look in Psalm 118:8-9. A lot of people these days have their faith in the government. The government's going to solve all our problems, take care of us, and that is not where our faith should be. Psalm 118:8-9 says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." So there's men and governments. Not a good idea to put faith in either one. And it's interesting, for what it's worth, verse 8 there, is the middle verse of the Bible. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's pretty neat. Yeah. Yep, you count up all the verses and then find the middle verse. That's the middle verse of the Bible. Which is also interesting. Purely coincidental, I'm sure. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter of the Bible. Psalm 117 is the shortest chapter of the Bible. Psalm 118 is right in the middle, and then in verse 8 is the middle verse of the Bible. So, kind of interesting. Yeah. Strong confidence is found in fearing God. Look at Proverbs 14 and verse 26. You want to know why those martyrs could go to the stake with confidence and not be afraid when they were going to be burned alive? It's because they feared God and they trusted God and they didn't have to fear men. Proverbs 14 and verse 26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. That's where our faith needs to be aimed at. Trusting in the Lord. You fear him, you won't fear men. And shall keep thy foot from being taken. This would be the last clause in that verse, last clause for tonight. So when our trust is in God, he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. Let's go back to Psalm 91 and we'll read a few more verses here. Psalm 91. This fits really well because it talks about God keeping our foot from being taken. And then in Psalm 91, it talks about being delivered from the fowler. And a fowler is a guy that catches birds with a snare. And as far as I know, you'd have some kind of a rope with a noose in it lying on the ground and attached to some kind of a sapling or something, a tree branch or something that's bent over with some kind of a little tripwire there or something. And when the bird or the animal would step in it, then the snare would catch his leg and take him. I don't know if that's how a bird snare. Maybe birds were snared with nets or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's a kind of a snare anyway. And it kind of reminded me of the snare of the fowler anyway. And even if it's not, just pretend like it is and it makes for the analogy to be better. So Psalm 91, 2 through 3. We'll start with verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. The Lord shall be thy confidence, right? Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He'll keep your foot from being taken, in other words. He'll cover us and he'll protect us, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. He'll protect you. You get under his shield, and you have nothing to worry about as far as what men can do to you. Therefore, we shouldn't be afraid of war or destruction all around us, verses 5 through 7. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. That's a good description of war. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy right side, or at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. And the Lord will then keep our foot from being taken or harmed, and he'll protect us by his angels. And this should be a familiar verse to you here. And let's just keep reading verse 9, and then we'll get 10 and 11 and 12. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Don't worry about these recurrences of these communicable diseases and plagues and those kind of things. We don't have to worry about that. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. So when we put our trust, our confidence in the Lord, he'll keep our foot from being taken. He will give his angels charge concerning us so that we won't dash our foot against the stone. Now, of course, one thing you always want to remember, you remember that Satan quoted that verse and he tried to tempt Jesus with it. So just because God promises to protect you doesn't mean that we tempt the Lord and go out there and live foolishly or stupidly and do things that would be tempting God, that would be provoking him and end up not being protected by him. So that takes care of verse 26. And next time we'll pick up with verse 27, Lord willing.